This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Throw, what day is it, my friend?
Today's National Hug-a-Cactus Day.
You're right, National Burger Day.
Yes.
Hey. We're going to make you hungry. Nice.
10 or more juicy facts about hamburgers.
Yummy.
White Castle traces the origin of the hamburger to Hamburg, Germany, with its invention by Otto Krauss. Guten Tag. But there's more to the story, as there always is. An elusive serial killer named Hans Gruber was on the loose in Deutschland, and he was using a meat grinder to dispose of his latest victim. In the arduous and laborious task of dismembering a human body, this deviant got the tummy grumbles. So he fired up a hot griddle, took some of the ground-up man meat, formed it into a patty, and fried himself up a sandwich. And the rest is history. Hamburgers are people.
Hans Gruber. So, while he did say that it was from Hamburg, Germany, one of the facts that I do have on here is that the actual origins of the hamburger are disputed. They're not fully known.
Yes, that's what I always hear.
But Hamburg, Germany does play into this one. Did you guys know that during World War I, the U.S. government tried to rename hamburgers as Liberty Sandwiches?
Freedom fries, Liberty Sandwiches. All sticks,
doesn't it? In an effort to avoid using German nomenclature.
Okay.
And to promote patriotism.
Liberty burgers.
All right. Liberty sandwiches.
I've always heard like a couple versions, but also hamburgers were like a fair food, and then we started eating them.
Right, and then I've heard that it started as a beef patty, and then somebody eventually put it onto a bun.
Well, the original one I know is Louis. I think it's called Louis Lunch in like Connecticut.
Okay.
And they would like steam them, and then it's like on bread with like cheese.
Huh. It's American cuisine.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Italians, they go, these are mangia meatballs.
Right.
Italian.
Juicy facts about hamburgers. The world's most expensive hamburger was Wagyu beef and beluga caviar, and costs how much do you think? Wagyu beef, beluga caviar, most expensive burger.
$500.
$500. Mr. Hill.
Let's say $5,000.
Five G's. Ted Smith.
Is it specifically the world's most expensive burger?
The world's most expensive burger.
Oh, no, it's got to be. I don't know. We'll say 100,000.
Thrill, you're the closest without going over. $6,000.
$6,000.
Find it in the Netherlands, created by the Golden Boy. Let's see. The Hamburger Hall of Fame. The Hamburger Hall of Fame.
Are you asking us where it is?
Is located in Seymour, Wisconsin.
All right. I mean, are they Butterburger, Ted? Are they,
I don't know.
Well, Wisconsin's got one, I know. Minnesota's got one. So one they stuff with butter, and they've got some that they stuff with cheese.
Juicy Lucy's from Minnesota. I want to say Minneapolis.
So it says here...
I thought the Butterburger was just like they cooked it in butter.
It says here, the state legislature of Wisconsin in 2007 decreed the town of Seymour as the official home of the hamburger, attributing the invention to local legend Hamburger Charlie in 1885.
Hamburger Charlie. I bet he's a fun guy.
Hamburger Charlie.
Oh, you just wait. We'll get all yacked up on Hamburger Charlie.
You guys ever heard of Hamburg, New York?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Hamburg, New York was once offered $15,000 to change their name to Veggieburg from what organization other than...
PETA.
Of course.
Jesus. Come on, y'all.
We don't have a better use for money.
Why doesn't PETA take that money and open their own restaurant?
So I get money to PETA, and that's what you're going to do with it?
Yeah.
That's why you don't get money.
God. Oh, God. Juicy facts about hamburgers. McDonald's Arch Deluxe was one of the most expensive product flops of all time, they say. In 1996, McDonald's attempted to introduce a hamburger called the Arch Deluxe, a higher-end burger marketed specifically to adults. It was released with one of the most expensive advertising campaigns to date and was a complete and utter failure. I don't remember the Arch Deluxe at all.
The only thing I know about it is that it failed. Like that, it's like New Coke back in the day. Right.
You remember it, Ted?
I do. I remember it being awesome.
It was hot on one side, cool on the other. Is that the idea? With unpackaging a bigger box. So
no, it was just a fancier
burger. Cool stay cool, right?
No, because I think they'd already gotten rid of it. It was just like a fancier burger, some kind of special bun, had like a sauce, and then like bake. If I remember right, like I'm looking it up, but I remember thing was awesome.
Misaligned pricing and perceived value, and featured ingredients like Dijon mustard, peppery spice.
That's what it was. Like,
okay.
And like
smoky
bacon.
Right, at that age, like we didn't have a lot of...
That's my jazz name, Smoky Bacon.
Dijon mustard, so it's like, what is all this thing? It's
got Dijon! Oh, it's got the split-top potato bun, too.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was, you were like, wow, this is much different.
There is an Illinois mom-and-pop restaurant legally named Burger King. In 1968, in Mattoon, Illinois, a small restaurant called Burger King won a lawsuit against the giant fast food chain of the same name because they had trademarked the name first.
Well, then they better pay them money.
Exactly. and today, there are no Burger King legally allowed to come into existence within 20 miles of that original restaurant.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's wild. Who's known for their square hamburgers?
Wendy's.
Not original to Wendy's. Wendy's founder Dave Thomas got his inspiration for Wendy's famous square burgers from Kewpie's, a hamburger joint in his hometown of Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Thought he was from Ohio.
And apparently, White Castle was also serving up angular burgers decades before Wendy's made it one of their trademarks.
That's, if that's what you want to call them.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. They're just so small. You know, I never think of them as being a square burger. I think of it only as a slider.
Well, and they're right, because it's a slider and it's on a roll, not necessarily a bun. So, yeah, I barely count them as burgers. You know what I mean?
Eat them by the sack.
By the way, Miles, the sandwich you were thinking of.
Yes.
You were thinking about the McDLT.
Oh, the McDLT.
Doggone it, Miles. Of course you knew that one.
They did that for a couple things. I think the Michael Jordan one might have had two sides, too.
No kidding.
Well, it definitely had bacon and barbecue sauce. I remember that.
Some juicy facts about hamburgers. Who has been doing drive-thrus longer than anyone else? Let me tell you this.
Oh.
What do you got?
Wendy's.
Not Wendy's. No, they're not in this state yet.
In-N-Out?
In-N-Out Burger.
No kidding.
America's first fast food drive-thru opened in 1947 at a spot called Red's Giant Hamburg in Springfield, Missouri. The very next year, In-N-Out officially became the record holder. So they've been doing it longer than anybody else.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's still a good burger.
The original Burger King Whopper. Anybody know how much you could buy an original Burger King Whopper for?
29 cents.
You nailed it, Steve.
Oh, really?
29 cents. Sorry, I almost cussed. The Whopper.
Holy
yeah! Was first introduced in 1957, was a quarter-pound oversized burger on a vast 5-inch bun that cost a reasonable 29 cents.
Yeah, it predates the Big Mac.
Does it?
Yeah, because they had that, and then McDonald's was like, oh, we need a signature burger.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Did you find that on Foods That Built America?
Yes.
Attaboy. Juicy facts about hamburgers. speaking of the Big Mac, it did not always have its iconic name.
What are they? Like?
So it was previously called the Aristocrat.
All right.
And it was also called the Blue Ribbon Burger. Both names were complete failures in the market, though,
If they had gone with McBlue Ribbon Burger. See?
So that's weird. It's not about the sandwich. It's about the name. Because it's the same sandwich.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you're like, look, we know this is a good idea. People just don't like the name.
But nothing else still tastes like a Big Mac. That is a very unique. It's like a White Castle ham.
That's a fact.
Right. Yeah.
It's when you taste it, you know.
Well, it's that Mac sauce.
Yeah. But you could put Thousand Island dressing on
it. You know
it's
responsible for
and
that.
And it still does not taste like a Big Mac.
Merrimack cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. The biggest commercially available burger weighs 1,744 pounds.
Why is that commercially available?
I don't know. I don't know what in the hell you're going to do it. So a 1,744-pound cheeseburger is the world's largest commercially sold burger. Mally's Sports Bar in Southgate, a Detroit suburb, took 4 years to plan how to cook and execute the beefy monstrosity, and it is actually on the menu. So what do they do here? She started out comparatively small, first selling a 10-pound burger. By 2008, he developed a taste for competitive burger creation, and that year, the Guinness Book of World Records handed his 138-pounder the title of largest commercially sold burger. And then,
That's fine, but again, commercially available, How much does the thing weigh?
1,744 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, like, what is the situation we're doing that? You might get a 6-foot sub.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm from Subway. I just can't get a 1,700-pound burger for the Super Bowl party.
Right. Come on, man.
That's a big burger.
McDonald's serves 75 hamburgers per second.
Time it took you to say that they served about 225 hamburgers.
That's a fact. White Castle was the first fast food hamburger chain.
Really?
Doesn't shock me all that much.
I'd take one here. I would go.
No.
Yes, I would.
No.
Yes,
I think it would do well in Seattle, man. Anywhere where weed is legalized, right? Put it down in soda or something. I'm telling you, they would not hurt for business.
Okay. You can go to 13 Coins. You can go to Five Point. There's a couple places where you can go late night and get a burger. You can still walk in there at 1:30 in the morning and get a bag of hamburgers. I mean, think about it. You just put it, you know, in the U District. I don't know.
I think Taco Bell is probably saying, don't do it.
Put it where young people are.
And I'll leave you with this one. This is the last juicy fact about hamburgers. Americans eat how many burgers a year? Collectively. Of us together. All of us together all putting in this work. How many burgers a year are we snacking on?
3 billion.
3 billion. Miles?
A billion.
A billion.
52 million.
55 billion burgers every year. Congratulations, America. You're knocking down our big old staple.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.